100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I'm walking on this executive desk treadmill, recently purchased it, and it got delivered. Oh, man, it was a workout just getting the thing put together. But I'm telling you, I've been doing walks in the morning, in the afternoon. It's a lot better than just laying on the sofa. And we'll see if this helps with the biggie tummy. Oh, you didn't come here for a treadmill update. You came here for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the story. Today's topic, let's see, it's going to be guard. And there are a whole bunch of stories on the topic of guard. And there's going to be a whole lot of sweat. Right now I'm only going at 4.4 miles an hour, so I'm just getting warmed up, got the laundry in. We'll see if I can balance all of this and if I wind up crashing into the lamp behind me. First up, it's John Musico. John, let's hear about something special to you.
Prostate means guard, by John Musico. Prostate is Greek, meaning guard. It stands like a sentinel in front of the bladder. Its job is to make semen to afford fluid for the sperm from the testicles to swim like little tadpoles. If a man has his prostate removed, when he orgasms, he doesn't ejaculate. The fluid contains sugar to fuel the sperm for their journey upriver. The pH is alkaline, giving it a chlorine odor to neutralize the acidic pH of vaginal fluids. A prostate that feels like your nose tip is normal, a chin when enlarged, a forehead when cancerous, or a cheek when inflamed.
Thank you, John Musico. Everyone take a moment to check your prostates. If it's like a chin, well, maybe somebody's chin is in the way. I don't want to get involved in that. if you don't have a prostate, go to your local Walmart. I'm sure they have plenty of prostates you can check there. Next up, we have Jeffrey. Jeffrey, how's your prostate? Maybe we need that as a topic one day. Jeffrey, how's your prostate will be the topic. Don't feel like you're being put on the spot or anything. Just let's hear your story.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, and as usual, I have a couple of stories for you. But before I start, I wanted to say, Lawrence, you had asked some time ago what it would take to get us to stop participating in this challenge. And so I took that very seriously. I thought about that for a week or more. And I've come to the conclusion that the one thing that would really, really just burn me enough to stop participating in the challenge is if you changed the order of the stories. If you took the ones that came in, say, first and put them at the end of the podcast, took the ones that came in last and put them at the beginning, that would do it for me. Oh, wait. Maybe I waited a little bit too long to make that complaint. Well, never mind then. So, as I said, two stories this week. Here's the first one. This one's called The Museum. The day was scorching and humid to boot. As a result, the museum was getting substantially more walk-in business than usual, people taking advantage of the free admission and climate-controlled atmosphere to escape the brutal heat outdoor. The priceless artwork required precise temperature and humidity controls, allowing masses of humanity to free ride on the needs of the collection. The guard understood all this, but was still on edge as the extra visitors made his job harder, particularly when parents of small children failed to corral their offspring. "Please don't touch the paintings," the man repeated, maneuvering the child away from the Renoir while giving the evil eye to the parents. He looked forward to the return of cooler weather. And my second story is called Pork. "No more pork," was their rallying call. The party would no longer buy votes from individual congressmen by allowing pet projects to be attached to bills. These guys were serious. Well, except for the new highway for the influential representative from Alabama, or the upgrade to the rural airport that served the senior senator from Idaho. Pretty soon, the new crowd was baffled to discover that the deficit had increased once again, and that taxes would have to go still higher. Putting politicians in charge of taxpayer money was like voting for the fox to guard the henhouse. Well, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week. Assuming nobody changes the order. Who am I kidding? I'll be back next week anyway.
Oh, what did you say, Jeffrey? I was busy changing the order of all the stories. Sorry about that. What order did you want to be in? Thank you, Jeffrey. That got me a laugh, and I nearly stumbled on this track. I forgot to put my fan on. I need to get my fan. Well, as soon as I get the laundry alarm, let's check my phone. You know, ever since I put iOS 8 on my phone, I'm not using the health app, by the way. It's stupid. It doesn't allow you to enter in the time. It just assumes what time you add it. I'm sure they'll improve it for 2.0 to suck more. Okay. But ever since I put iOS 8 on the phone, it's been just little goofy things. But that's how they make you get the new phone. They screw up the old. Of course I'm going to get the 6, but not the Biggie 6. Oh, wait. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get my laundry moved from the washers to the dryers while you enjoy a nice heaping cup of Richard. Tasty.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're well. I've got two stories for you today. The first is part 71 of George's story, Return to the Hospital. Although it was some time since he'd first left the hospital, and much had happened since, the memories of those first terrifying hours warned him to be on guard. All seemed quiet, but he knew the silence hid many horrors within those walls. Gingerly he approached the entrance, senses alert and heart pumping. He pushed the door slowly open. Silence. He paused, weighing up his options. Medical records. That was it. If anything could cast a light on his circumstances, his hospital notes held the key. The only problem was he had no idea where in the building he'd stayed. And here's my second story. It's called Guardian of the Key.
I am the guardian of the sacred key. None pass this way without my leave.
I could tell this wasn't going to be easy. Maybe I could make a run for it, but I knew he was fleet of foot. Perhaps I could negotiate, but experience told me it wouldn't work. In the end, I decided on the straightforward approach. Just give me the key. I've no time for this. Deflated, he passed the key and the great book.
Sign here, he said.
Bloody security guard, I thought. Give a man a uniform and it goes straight to his head. And there you go. Two stories, one topic. Until next time, goodbye.
I like that key one. Thank you, Richard. Okay, so I've got the laundry moved into the dryer. Strange thing is, the soda machine that's in the laundry room is still working, and it takes credit cards. Yeah, I know, we're in an era where you need a credit card to get a soda. Why don't they just plug the laundry credit thing into that? Oh, no, wait, the Coca-Cola company is a lot more important than, say, I don't know, getting your clothes clean. Or maybe this stupid thing runs on some sort of secret Coca-Cola Wi-Fi. Ooh, where could I get in on that? All right. It just... People are just... don't they just get some sort of Wi-Fi magic jack, plug it in there, and boom, pays for itself. Stupid landline jerks. No, the weather screwed up the landlines around here. Thing is, we just use our cell phones and have cable for internet. Because DSL sucks. Plus, I mean, cable is Comcast. That's how we get the Astros to watch them lose, right? Anyway, let's move on to Serendipity, see how she's doing. Serendipity, tell us a story, please.
"Guard your words, men. The walls have ears," I whispered. Silently we made our way through the deserted corridors. Silently, that is, save for Williams, sniggering at the rear. I held up my hand and called a halt. "What exactly is your problem, Private?" I asked. "The walls have ears," he laughed. "That's funny." I held a finger to my lips. "I'll say it once more. Guard your words." He continued laughing until, exasperated, I grabbed his collar. "Yes, Private. The walls have ears. And they also have mouths," I snarled, as I fed him screaming to the hungry building.
And do they have noses? Because that's when I probably cut loose a fart. No, just, okay, I'm being mean. Sorry, I should not say such... And thank you, Serendipity. I should just re-record this. And the typing sound is coming from the laptop speakers, which... Does anyone at Apple know how to create a mix? Never mind. Why am I in the treadmill? Oh, I hooked up the fan. It's a little mini fan, although it just makes noise. I can barely feel it. Nothing feels better than a true fan after you've done a 30-minute walk on a treadmill. I'm only going 1 mile an hour. I figure any faster than that, and I'm just going to tumble into the lamp. We don't want that, do we? Or do you want me to put that on YouTube? Let's go with Muncie next. Oh, wait, it's a Stitcher Radio retweeting my thing. Stitcher Radio, for all your podcasting needs, now that iOS 8 has completely screwed up your podcast app on your phone. Although, I think it automatically downloaded all the episodes again that I needed. Not that I've reviewed. Whatever, let's just go with Muncie.
"Hello, Desert Bluffs. Munzee here, ready to baffle and astonish you with tales of wonder. What, you ask, are these tales? Wondrous ones. When, you query, do these tales begin? See? That's how good this week's story is. You're wondering things already. And now, without further ado, Guard, by Christopher Monroe. It started with a typo on a memo. A type-mo, if you will. Kids breaking into the grounds at night, drinking underage, smashing bottles in the lot around the factory, and everyone agreed something had to be done. We didn't have the budget to hire security, much though we wanted to, but the solution we came up with, we agreed, would satisfy our modest needs for a little extra deterrent against nighttime intruders. With hindsight, however, we should have proofread the final memo a little better. We bought a guard dog. And now? Such secure. Very safety. Many protection. Wow. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munsey Munsey. That's it for me, Desert Bluffs. And now I return you to the 6 days, 23 hours, and 58 minutes I presume you sit alone in darkened rooms, awaiting my next missive. Oh, that sounds like so much fun!
See, now you're starting to sound like Wallace Shawn. Although, that's kind of funny, too. Thank you, Mr. Monroe. It's just... Did you know that this is my second Delboversary? When I had the audacity to steal fire from the gods and... Oh, wait, no. When I dared to take groceries home from Kroger and put one bag on the arm of the bike and... Well... Yeah. But things are better now. Now my left hand occasionally shakes. I have trouble typing sometimes with it. Not all that often, though. I have to open and close my hand to remember that it's still there. Oh, and my elbow itself. Well, when the weather turns... titanium. What anniversaries do you celebrate of your grievous stupidity or foolishness? Let me know in the comments. Call it, I have an elbow-versary too. Or, I have a, hey, hold my beer and watch this-versary. I wasn't drunk. It was even worse. I was fully sober. A mind is a terrible thing. You know what's a great thing? Zach Man. Although he's not a thing, he's a person. He could be a place. Well, whatever the noun he is, he's the best noun he can be. Here is Zach Man.
What do you really do? Asked Drew. I observe and report. I report if anything is broken or anyone is breaking laws or policies. If there is a real problem, I call maintenance, the police, or the fire department, Zach replies. So you really shouldn't be called a guard but a monitor, since monitor seems to be the main focus of your job, said Drew. Which is totally okay. We prefer to be called security officer over guard because of the past times when guards did beat people up and were involved in union busting. Big changes in recent decades.
Thank you, Zach Man. If you follow my Twitter stream, it is full of crap. Mine, not the podcast Twitter stream, which is 100 word stories. You'll see a photo of me with my headset on, looking really, really enthusiastic. Desert Bluffs level enthusiastic about walking on this fucking thing. How many more stories to go? I got all the other pieces recorded, and now I'm doing the stuff in between the stories. You know, I listen to your story, then have a genuine reaction. You know, like, oh my god, you actually talked about your prostate? Or, oh no, not more Desert Bluffs. Or, ooh, that was exciting. Serendipity makes me happy. You know, that kind of thing. And, you know, that way you can be jealous of each other and fight it out in the comments for once. That's what I'm trying to do, set you against each other. Oh no, this isn't for mutual support. This is like Battle Royale of 100 word stories, I guess. Maybe I should put the poll back in and then just have my name over and over again. Oh, those stories. Who cares? It's all the wacky things he says in between them. Yeah, right. I should not have worn a long sleeve shirt. Whew! I could have worn a tuxedo and it would have been smarter. So who's coming up next? It's Chelsea! Yay!
Guard by Chelsea. Such a heartbreaking thing to watch, but in the end, there just wasn't enough time to accomplish both. Faster than a speeding bullet, and still, just not enough. What was it all for? Why have such incredible power if you couldn't use it to guard the ones you love? And I was with him, up until that point. And then, he flew fast enough to turn back time, and I was lost. My 8-year-old brain just knew it wouldn't work. You can't rewind time that way. But I guess that's comic book logic for you.
Thank you, Chelsea. I never understood it as well. I'm trying to remember how old I was when the thing that I'm not sure. We saw it in a drive-in, though. That was the cool part. Haven't been to a drive-in in forever. I used to love those. And I had the perfect car for it, too, for a while. That Mercedes Roadster. Oh, you could take the top down and spill drinks all over the inside of it and popcorn and hot dogs and vomit. And there really wasn't a back seat to get into. Okay, never mind. It wasn't the perfect car for it. The perfect car for it is a nice movie theater with seats you can lean back and have armrests you can raise up. Ooh, and there's a cup holder in it, too, so that you can fling, use it like a trebuchet and fling your drink into the people behind you that are talking. You ever do that? I've done that by accident. So I claim. Anyway, thank you, Chelsea. And you are a hero that can turn back time. I'm tempted to karaoke shares. If I could turn back time. But I just don't have the chops for it. You know who does have the chops for it? Tura Bergianu, who is on tour right now. Tura, tell us a story, you idol of the Midway. I'm not even sure what that means.
After an assassin reached the Emperor himself, forcing him to a lightsaber duel, the Emperor decreed new security measures. Armed spaceships would surround the Imperial planet, and robot armies would ceaselessly patrol its land, seas, and skies. Gun emplacements would ring the palace, every door of which would open only to the hand of the Emperor and his staff. Communications equipment was heavily firewalled against cyber attacks. So strong was the security that he found himself unable to admit or communicate with his ministers and generals, nor himself leave. And so the Empire continues without him. Long live the Invisible Emperor.
I like that one. Thank you, Tura. Actually, that's inspired a story. I think I'm going to write a story based on it here. Let me turn down the microphone input. Now I'm not peeking. Okay, there we go. Ooh, man. And I have to talk louder because I'm standing up. You know, the real Slim Shady is standing up. And also, I'm getting the full force of my lungs as I'm desperately trying to get air in there as I walk. It says this time 17 minutes at 1 mile an hour, which is nothing. This is nothing. This is Fat Boy Trot. I had it going for like 5 or 6 minutes before. Then I had to turn it off because I had to go do the laundry stuff. Now I'm back. And I think this is going to work, the treadmill desk thing. How does this sound to you? Do I need to do some tweaking, some practicing? Let me know. You're the ones that have to listen to this crap in between the stories, unless you just skip over it. Which I've been meaning to do. I've been meaning to, now that I have GarageBand going, it's possible to save chapters. And what I would do is make each story a chapter to let you skip the rambling crap and move on to the next story. Does that sound good? I need to learn how to do that. I'm sure there's a tutorial out there. I'll watch it. I'll learn. I'll get it done. And no, I'm not going to do that part while on the treadmill. No. That's in the cooldown set. Whatever. Whoever's next, Tom. Let's hear him.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And I've got 3 stories. The first, Checkmate. Kent tipped the knight over. Another? No thanks. That is sufficient whipping for one day. Going to miss you, old man. Dorsey laughed at the prison guard. A good decade is senior, but at 55, after 30 years on death row, he figured he had racked up a good 20 more. What you gonna do? Asked Dorsey, rolling the rook over in his hand. Probably end up in the park playing chess. And you? Dorsey laughed again. got a hearing this month. Might be joining you. Kent returned a weak smile. Never know. Change my mind. Black or white. Second story, Asset. The light showed the faintest of activity. Her condition hovered between guarded and critical. Agent Parker had taken up residency in the big old chair, a Tempur-Pedic prototype from Pfizer, on the off chance Laura Evans regained lucidity. Yes, guarded was the watchword for the whole operation, as in great risk, limited hope of success, for a veneer of useful intelligence. The syncopated cycling of the respirator had started to make subtle, regular changes. Parker took Evan's hand, whispered in her ear. 3 nearly perceivable taps was all the agent needed. Time to merge back into the dark shadows. And the last story, a continuation of a well-defined relationship, part 68. As the white star passed through the jump gate, Mother dropped decorously to the ground. I am a reasonable person. All I wanted was steady employment as the bookkeeper of a doctor. Mundanity at its finest. No adventures, no peril, no tramping off into the borderland. You getting this, Duke? I hear you, Mrs. Parsons. You wanted a normal life to raise your son. So did I. Well, a normal death. Your son's prayer changed all that. One second, I'm playing pinochle with Pascal and Shell, and the next moment, I'm a full-blown deity, guardian and guard of the universe. And that's it.
Thank you, Tom. And I've always assumed that you were some sort of full-blown deity, not just a demigod or a quasi-god or, I don't know, some sort of lesser god. I thought you were the full thing. And my altar full of Tom stuff, I think it proves it. So every day when I say, thank you, Tom, I mean it. The animal sacrifices, however, well, we chop them up and we feed them to the cats, if I don't barbecue them. I don't barbecue the cats. No, we're not doing it. So, whew, man, this is getting to me. Doing all this shit at once, but that's why I got it. That's why I got the desk part of this thing, so I can get stuff done while working. What do you fat ass off? My God, I should have gotten this thing years ago. I should have gotten it tons ago. And no, I'm not over 300 or anything like that, but it's the number that the scale reports back to me is quite disrespectful, and I've been watching it get bigger and bigger and bigger. Like, really? Really? I'm doing this to myself? Yeah, I'm back to that. Remember what I was like 4 or 5 years ago when I was doing all that walking every day? How insufferable I am. Well, welcome back. So let's move on to Dionysus, hear what he's got, while I keep chunking it on this belt. Jane, stop this crazy thing!
Hi, this is Dionysus Close with 3 stories based on the prompt Guard. The first story is called Vanishing. Tarney drove as if to guard against vanishing. On the one hand, this drew honking, curses, and gestures from the drivers around him as he crept along at subminimal speeds, waited long after every intersection had cleared, and signaled his intentions long before he intended to do anything. As a passenger in Tarney's car, one usually bore up under this glacial movement designed to preserve Tarney and oneself against any potential vanishing. On the other hand, there was no hope of hurrying away from vanishing when Tarney failed to anticipate the truck, the driver shifting up into the intersection, bearing down on me in the passenger seat. The next story is called The Guards of Sardanapalus. We were the guards of Sardanapalus. causing his retinue and concubines, along with his wealth in gold and jewels, to be gathered and entered into the great pyre, Sardanapalus, the last king of Assyria, proclaimed these words: "Physical pleasure is the only good. Our enemies even now threaten us for celebrating this belief. We go to end all pain." We had often stood watch over his orgies. "These loyal guards must remain behind. Honor their loyalty. Gladly would they follow us into the flames wherein we go to celebrate satiate desire. Their courage is their willingness to stay behind with you." Thus survive the guards of Sardanapalus. And the third story is called Duty. He had become somewhat famous. After a torturous journey, we reached the remote area and found him seated under a rock ledge overlooking a barren valley. He watched us climbing to him. Not that impressive up close. He had only a few teeth, and his skin was a sun-darkened mass of wrinkles. We offered beer. "I cannot," he said. We blinked into the sun. "You know, your war, your country, ended years ago," I said. "My duty is to guard this pass." "Do you get cable out here?" asked Burke. "Are many girls?" But honestly, it wasn't that much fun, and we regretted wasting the time. That's it. See you next week.
Never, ever, ever regret wasting time. It's okay, unless you're laying on the sofa every day for 2 years. Oh, God. I don't even want to go down that road. I didn't even go down that road. For years, I did not go down the road. I didn't walk. And I lost it. I totally lost it, man. But I'm back. The Exerputic 990 high capacity work and fitness desk station treadmill is what I've got. And it lets you go from 0.5 to 4 miles an hour. You can't run on it because you're not going to run and be typing on your laptop, you crazy ass. You can incline up to 15%, which is good. I've been doing 1.5 miles an hour and 10% incline for like 20, 30 minutes as a warm-up for the real torture. My left heel is like, ow. But got to do it. You have speed buttons for 1, 2, 3, and 4 miles an hour. You got incline buttons for 3, 6, and 9, but you can also fine-tune it. And a little display that's stupid that makes you think that you're walking around a quarter-mile track. And a bunch of numbers and stuff. It's got a pulse meter in the handles. But it was like $600. And then my Discover thing. I'll tell you about the Discover deal later. And did I actually make it? Did I get the bonus? Well, we'll find out. But first, these messages from Spate, who is back.
Now, a 100-word bedtime story. Darkness now rules, my child, but do not fear. Stop crying, pull the covers up tight, and listen closely to your papa. I'm here. You must guard your eyes so you no longer imagine you see these creatures that haunt you. And guard your ears lest you hear again whispering voices plotting evil against you when it's just the wind. Guard your thoughts. Don't let your mind wander into these disturbing fantasies that keep you awake. But most important, guard your toes, because that is what they will bite off first if you get out of this bed again tonight.
Thank you, Spate. And at least you're a special other. Listens to your stories, me? I'm too busy watching football or baseball or... It's like Philip J. Fry's. Never mind. I'm sure now she's going to hear that and say, ooh. She doesn't listen to these. Nope. Nobody does. This is just my little thing. This is like my workshop in the basement with a shop vac. Yeah. So it's this Fitzpatrick dude versus Eli Manning today. Eli is going down, down, down. J.J. Watt hasn't been the sack machine he normally is. But he caught a touchdown, and he helped another person get an interception with a batted ball, and he's been swatting. So we'll see what happens. Then after that, we're going to get some decent walking shoes. Not cheap walking shoes made out of Christopher Walken skin. No, these are going to be decent walking shoes. And some more walking shorts, because all mine are old. So old, when my butt was so much smaller. Whew. All right, and my meaty, powerful thighs. Speaking of meaty, powerful thighs, let's welcome Lady Blue to the podcast. She's coming over here, makes an Avatar social network link over there, stuff for your Avatar needs. Hey, it's a good place. Let's listen.
The key to the pearly gates of heaven. I cut out my heart and placed it in a stone tower surrounded by high walls. It was safely hidden inside a locked box, camouflaged by lucid dreams and harsh realities. Fiercely guarded by fear and shielded from the world, it could never be hurt. Time and apathy hardened my tower walls. When I died, I prostrated my soul in front of St. Peter's gates and said, "Here! Here, I have the key." I proudly took out my box, coveted for a lifetime, and withdrew my heart. It disintegrated in my hand, rotted from within through years of neglect.
Oh, poor Lady Blue. Oh, is your liver okay? We could use that. Oh, how about your corneas? Thank you, Lady Blue. And keep coming back. Next topic, I think, is going to be a good one. I say that about every one of them, except for the ones that suck. But, hey, I'm the one who picks them out of the ones that y'all offer. I need to add a few more to the list. We should have a billion and then say, pick a billion. Speaking of pick a billion, it's a special day for Norville Joe, otherwise known as Philip Carroll. Something good is on the horizon, and it's not the Andrea Doria. No, it's not the Lusitania. It's not the Titanic. It's something exciting. And if you've been following the weekly challenges in Norville Joe for a long time, like I have, not that I had any choice, but this is exciting. And I hope that you get in on this, that you make this the success, more of a success than it already is. Desert Bluffs level of success. Anyway, let's hear what he's got to say about it. If he doesn't say anything about it, I'm going to sound like such an asshole.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 439 with a prompt of guard. Well, tomorrow's the 22nd, and I'm not having my launch day. I had to put it off for a week because I found it's easy to be a writer on the weekends, but it's not easy to be a publisher on the weekends. Too much stuff has to get done when people are out in their office. Well, anyway, it's been switched to the 29th, the big launch day for Fly Paperboy Coming of Age, and some exciting things are going to happen. So check out my author page at facebook.com/author Philip Carroll. And you can find out about my launch where you could possibly win a brand new Kindle Voyager, which is supposed to be the best, ultimatest, greatest, fantasticest, I don't know, Kindle ever made. More like reading a book than any other thing. So I'll also be giving away copies of my book through Goodreads and whatever else I can get done to get people to pay attention. Please come out. Give me some support. Just $2.99 is all I ask. Anyway, here's my story. Though there wasn't a guard by the door at the end of the alley, Durgle hesitated before entering the dark passage. Long John whined and circled around Durgle's legs to peer down the alley from a safe place.
"What's the matter, boy? Don't you think this is a good idea?"
Long John growled low in his throat. Regardless, Durgle eased into the shadows, his focus on the distant door. A pile of garbage raised up, taking human shape.
"Garbage man," Durgle whispered.
"What brings you to our lair?"
the pungent heap challenged.
"I'm one of you now. I belong here."
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
It's been delayed by a week. Oh, I was going to get all excited and then fall off the treadmill and break my other elbow. It's my elbowversary, you know. Anyway, thank you, Philip Norville, Joe Carroll. Congratulations, T-minus 7 days. Folks, the link is in the show notes. It's right up there. Is there an artwork? Is there a special announcement that I can make, that I can post that you've recorded? Are you looking for people to help record the patio book of it? Because I'll volunteer for any character that dies. It's the Will Ross rule. I must die in every show I'm in. I was recently in Space Casey 2, we assume. Evil, awful thing. Right, I was there. First character introduced. Died in two lines. Man, right off the bat. I love it. I'm like that Sean Bean of podcasting. So if you're out there and you need a character to die, I'm your Sean Bean. Because believe me, everyone wants me killed off. 10 years on, and you know, podcasting is coming up on 10 years. Slate's The Gist is going to talk about that. And I'm sure they're going to ignore little old me. And they're going to be all, Adam Curry, and this and that, blah, blah, blah. You know, podcasting is dead. No, that's all radio now. Whatever. We have our fun, don't we? Yes. And we make a challenge of it. Speaking of challenge, you thought, where's Lizzie? Here she is. Better late than ever.
Hello, everyone. This week's story went somewhere strange, I think. So, here goes. The wolf was a hungry beast. It prowled around, lurking in the shadows, its red eyes glimmering in the darkness. It fed on my anger. "Keep it," the man whispered. I tried to stifle its eagerness, its thirst. "Kill it, kill it," the man whispered. I couldn't understand. Keep it or kill it? Keeping it would feed the hunger, killing it would perpetuate the hatred. I, too, would have given in. I saw no way out. The man grinned, his teeth as sharp as the wolf's, and he said, "There's your wolf. Guard it with your soul. It will keep you alive." And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Yay! You'll talk to us next week. Thank you, Lizzie. Okay, so it's now coming up on 39 minutes in this session. It was like 6 or 7 minutes earlier. So I've been walking a real long time, but it's been really slow. But still, I'm getting work done, and this all sounds like crap. My little bits. Your bits are sound like how you recorded them. If you put the effort into high quality, well, I'm just going to ruin it anyway because, you know, I change it to low quality. I know I'm cheap, although the space is free. But I've got the laundry thing about to ding in a few minutes. Whew, this has been an adventure. I hope this doesn't sound too bad. I am using the headset. I spent all that money on the Yeti microphone and a stand and a pop filter. It's just sitting there on the desk because I'm using this. Maybe I can boom it up and then talk into it next time. We'll see. It's going to take a while to arrange all this. preparation, effort. I hate that shit. So, let's get on with Planet Z, and then we'll wrap this thing up. How's about them apples?
Long ago, I played a lot of adventure games. Back then, Ultima 1 was just Ultima, because there wasn't an Ultima 2 or the other sequels yet. Rudimentary graphics, simple gameplay. It was repetitive and silly, not much storytelling in it. Running pointless quests over and over. One was to rescue someone from an evil king's jail. The moment you opened the lock and freed the prisoner, the guards would chase you down. They were tough, but if you leveled up and had the best weapons and armor, you'd make it. Or maybe that was wizardry. I should have been studying.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of Guard. A bunch of really pointless rambles by me while walking on a treadmill. Probably sounds like crap. I need to fine-tune the sound settings on this thing. But I'll get it. I'll get it right eventually. I promise. There's always an experiment. And plus, I need to get healthy. Otherwise, you know the domain, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Well, you know that die part. If I don't shed a few pounds, I will. Although I gained all these pounds and I didn't die, it just feels like it. Oh, man. Okay, coffee. I gotta recommend coffee and Bailey's as a good workout beverage. I'm telling you. But leave a comment how you think this went. Next time I may try the Yeti Blue or I may experiment during the week. I will get this right. It shows my professionalism that I stick to the schedule. I don't care about sound quality or any of that stuff, which shows how much I truly love you all. No, I just, it's about the writing to me. The rest of it is, whatever. I could put in sound effects, I could put in music, what do you mean? Foley it up, whatever. All the stories are going to wind up being me going on a treadmill. So thank you all for listening and being a part of this weekly challenge. I'll see you all next week. Until then, as always, keep it brief.